This goes to Matthew Flegel, FLEGELPAC, fax 989-828-6835, regarding Joseph Travis, TRAVIS, date of birth 12/16/1941. Dear Mr. Flegel, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Travis with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, congestive heart failure, and asthma. His last visit was April 29th of this year. He's here with his wife, and he has lost 6 pounds over the last 6 months, and he states that he's feeling fairly well at this time. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. He has stable dyspnea on exertion, none at rest, no orthopnea or PND, no chest pain or palpitations, and edema is stable. Medications, medication list is reviewed. He's anticoagulated with Eliquis 2.5 milligram twice a day. I also want to highlight the Torsemide 10 milligram daily, Ozempic 2 milligram weekly for diabetes, and that's working well. The Levemir is on hold, it states, and Novolog regular insulin is used as needed for elevated blood sugars with meals. Physical exam, weight 258 pounds, pulse is 70, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 138 over 64, neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs have end expiratory wheezes bilaterally. No rales or consolidation is noted. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, no ascites, and 2+ edema of the lower extremities. Labs. Most recent lab studies were done October 23rd of 2024. Creatinine is 1.7, estimated GFR is 40, albumin 3.7, calcium 8.7, electrolytes are normal, phosphorus 3.6, intact parathyroid hormone 104.5, hemoglobin is 12.2 with a normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, with stable creatinine levels. We will continue to check labs every 3 months. 2, diabetic nephropathy with improved glucose control and ongoing weight loss. 3, congestive heart failure without exacerbation, stable on low dose of torsemide. 4, asthma, well controlled, and he does have an inhaler to use if his asthma symptoms become worse. And he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.